Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
Welcome to the FM Magazine podcast. In this episode, senior editor Oliver Rowe speaks with Hans Hoogervorst, the chairman of the International Accounting Standards Board. The focus of their conversation is on the role and limits of sustainability and climate-related reporting in changing company strategy. Hoogervorst has previously served in the Dutch government, including a stint as Minister of Finance. Here's Oliver.
Hans, welcome. You've been chair of the International Accounting Standards Board, or IASB, since 2011. And recently you spoke at a conference on climate-related financial reporting, which was co-hosted by Cambridge Judge Business School and the Cambridge Institute for Sustainability Leadership. So to start off, how big a risk is climate change to company business models?
Well, I suppose that all depends on the kind of business that you are in. A business like insurance is already affected by climate change because they insure disasters, and that is already going on in a greater frequency than in the past. So there's a direct impact there. On the other hand, if you are a supermarket chain, I am not sure that climate change will have a big effect on you in a short term, and even the long term, I don't know. So, in short, it really depends on the kind of business that you are in. If you look at the automobile industry, for example, important industry, I think that people, one of the reasons why they are switching to electrical cars is because these cars are more energy efficient, and I'm sure that the fear of more regulation in the future is driving that change as well. So again, depends a little bit on the business that you're in.
And you touched on change just then. So in what way can sustainability reporting be a catalyst for change?
A good indicator of that you should not expect too much change just as a result of reporting is what's going on in the airline industry. It's one of the main source of greenhouse gases. We all know there's a huge sustainability issue. I am sure that all airliners write beautiful sustainability reports, and nevertheless, this just goes on and on. People like their trips abroad. There are no taxes on the on flying. No significant taxes. There is no kerosene tax. There's no VAT. So in fact, it is a subsidized industry. All the reporting in the world is not necessary to know that there is a problem here, and it's not going to change people's behavior. It's not going to change the airlines industry behavior. So the reporting can never be a substitute for effective public policy. I used the example, the G20 took the initiative for climate-related disclosures. That is all very fine, but it would be much better if they could agree on introducing a kerosene tax, for example. That would be 1,000 times more effective. I think there are basically two strands of sustainability reporting standards. There is the older standards focus more on what is it that a company is doing to limit its environmental impact? So what is it doing for the earth, for the public good? Tries to stimulate corporate social responsibility. And then there is another strand, the newer standards that are more looking at what does sustainability issues, what do sustainable issues like climate change mean for the future financial performance of the company? So it looks at the company rather than to the planet. So what I've said in my speech, that I think while it's perfectly legitimate to ask a company to state what it is doing for the planet. I'm not sure that that will lead to a lot of change. In the end, business is about making profits, and don't expect the mere financial reporting to lead to drastic changes in strategies of companies. On the other hand, if a company is in business where sustainability issues can really be a burden on future profits, then I think that sustainability reporting can give more information about those future earnings, future cash flows, and that kind of sustainability reporting, I think, is more important can help a company think better about its future and change course in time.
Thank you. And you mentioned CSR, corporate social responsibility. Is there still a role for that within this area, or what type of?
Yeah, I think there will always be some demand for it. And I know, for example, in my own country, in the Netherlands, we have some really big pension funds, and those pension funds are really interested in investing in enterprises that are socially responsible. So yes, that has a function as well. I just think that overall, investors will also remain interested in future returns, and for that reason, I think that the sustainability standards that give information about the possible financial effects of sustainability issues will lead to more change.
And there's been a push from some for FASB, the US Financial Accounting Standards Board, and the International Accounting Standards Board, to cover ESG reporting. Do you see their role expanding in that way?
No, I don't think so. The FESB is really not interested in this area. And I've also said in my speech, we don't have the expertise to write sustainability standards. However, what we are working on is writing a new set of guidance for companies to how to write the front end of their annual report. And in the annual report, you obviously want to give broader financial information. You want to give context to the financial statements. Financial statements are very important, but they cannot possibly tell the whole story. They cannot give forward-looking information sufficiently. And they also can say very little about the value of your intangibles, because these are very hard to capture in assets or liabilities. For that reason, the narrative is also very important. And we think that sustainability issues, as sustainability questions become more and more important, should find a place in an annual report. So we hope that our guidance will help companies tell the story, including sustainability issues, if they are there, if they are material.
Thank you. And there's been a proliferation of sustainability reporting initiatives. SASB, the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board, and the Global Reporting Initiative are just a couple. Has that been helpful?
Yeah, I think so, because some of these standards are very good. SASB and GRI are both important organizations. I think the main problem is that there are too many of these standards, too many initiatives. There are more than 100 initiatives around sustainability reporting. And I think it's high time that there is more consolidation. In the world of financial reporting, you have my organization, the IASB. There are simply too many standards around, and I think that's very confusing for companies. So it's high time that there is more consolidation in that area.
And what's the role of integrated reporting in this area?
I believe that integrated reporting is an important new development. They're trying to pull together all sorts of strands of reporting, including sustainability reporting, And we will use the progress that has been made in this respect, certainly to update our management commentary practice statement, which is the guidance for the annual report that we are currently developing.
And how accurate can climate-related reporting be? And does this pose a problem for investors in comparing company performance?
Well, I think climate-related reporting looks into the future. Everything that is in the future is less certain. So don't expect the information that that provides to be very exact. That's why a lot of climate-related reporting works with scenarios and sensitivity analysis, and I think that is very useful. So these are all indicators of possible future developments rather than the more exact looking back function of financial reporting.
Thank you. And how do climate-related disclosures help companies focus on long-term value creation?
Well, exactly for the reason that climate-related issues pop up in the future. It forces you to think about the future. It forces you to think about your business in the perspective of newly arising sustainability issues and possible development of regulation in the world. So it is really important information about the future value of the company.
And there's a question of how mandatory should climate-related reporting be. Could you say something about that, please?
Well, it isn't yet, although in some national and also EU net in EU legislation, companies are at least asked to provide information about sustainability. So there is an element of it being mandatory. However, how precisely that needs to be done, which standards you need to use, that is all still on a voluntary basis. And I do not see that becoming truly mandatory until there is more progress in this field. And as I said before, there has to be consolidation of standards. You really have to look at a future in which there is basically one or perhaps two standard setters who make high quality standards that are generally accepted around the world. And I think only then will this become more mandatory than currently is the case.
Hans, thank you.
Okay, quite welcome.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.